that is gonna get down.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounsell. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Welcome back, guys. This is episode 27. It's called Beginning of the Year. So I just want to jump in here real quick and talk about a few things that's supposed to be going on this year with me, and not only me, just a lot of people around me. Recently, my co-host Larry Duncan has started real estate classes. He's really excited about that. We're really excited with him. He is now a real estate agent. Larry just retired from his computer technology engineering job from the city of Bowling Green after working there for 23 years. So we're really excited about my co-host and his future. And he is, if you need help getting a house, single parent home, anything like that, reach out to my guy, Larry Duncan, and he'll get you squared away. Also, just jumping into the episode 27. This is just about New Year's resolution. New Year's resolutions, you know what I'm saying? Just jumping into the beginning of the new year. We all want to do better. We all want to know better. We all want to do better. This is one of those things where we all say, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But listen, you cannot plan anything when it comes to the New Year's resolution. You can plan. Let me take that back. You can plan. You cannot just say what you're going to do. You gotta plan it out. You got to stick to your plan. I just want to jump into this episode real quick, guys. I got a lot of things in the works right now. I'm looking for some locations to set up some vending machines. So I've been looking around Bowling Green, Kentucky to kind of set up another income. As you guys know, I do the direct sales, and I got the podcast show going on with Larry. But I'm trying to dig deeper than what I'm digging. So I kind of want to dig deeper than what I'm doing. Also, I want to say real quick, shout out to all you guys that's been supporting the podcast, all you guys that's been out there, that's been with us since day one, since we started this thing in 2020. Can you believe it's been 2 years? Really excited, man. Really excited about this podcast. We put out two great episodes in November, back to back. Of course, we had Ashley Cross Gentry, fitness trainer, which is a fan favorite. We had her back on the show. We're really excited about the future. We got a lot of people come on the show. But just to jump into a couple things and just to, you know, get back on the New Year's resolution, we're really excited. Like I said, I got some things in the works that I want to accomplish with my career. I'm still doing direct sales as we speak. Not only am I doing direct sales, still focusing hard on the podcast, trying to get people on the show, scheduling. Now the weather's been crazy in Kentucky, where I'm located in Bowling Green, Kentucky. In the past 2 weeks, we went from sunny to rainy to thunderstorms, and now today is actually a weather storm. So it's a snowstorm. But jumping into just a New Year's resolution, I'm just trying to get out there right now and just get a lot of things accomplished right now. I'm feeling very motivated. At times, I feel like I got so much on my plate when I'm going back from sales and doing podcasting and just trying to make everybody happy around me, that sometimes I get a little bit too full of myself, where I'm tired in this zone. I'm tired in that zone. I can't get a lot going on right now. But just to clear that up, to make more sense of it, I got a lot going on. I've been having a lot going on for the past 6 to 7 months since I started entrepreneurship. I would just say to you guys, it's very hard. Excuse me, guys. I would just say it's very hard being an entrepreneur. It's really, really hard unless you focus. You got to know what you're doing. You got to get up at a certain time of the day. You got to work harder than anybody because you're not working that typical 9-to-5. So you got to work twice as hard as a person that's working 9-to-5. Because when you're working 9-to-5, you're set. Everything's set up for you. When you're an entrepreneur, you got to do everything yourself. So it's hard. But I've been keeping up with the 9-to-5 people for the past 7 months. Really excited about my future, where it's going. But like I said, guys, let's just jump into it. Like a lot of New Year's resolution things I want to accomplish is, now right now I'm looking for some locations in Bowling Green, Kentucky to set up a couple vending machines. That's two things that's a thing that I've been trying to do for the past 6 months. There's a lot of, with the weather and the thunderstorm just happening about a month ago, and it tore down a lot of the buildings and a lot of the area in Bowling Green, so it's kind of hard to find somewhere right now. But right now I'm trying to find where I can get a lot of traffic, where I can set up some vending machines to, you know, get another income out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler. You guys know that. It's something I have a passion in doing, building generational wealth for my family. And just having different incomes just makes you feel more security, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm excited about this year, 2022. It came by so fast. I just remember 2019, we had the COVID-19. This just goes to show you how the world and how the years go by so fast, you know? So you don't want to waste time. Whatever you do, whatever you're doing in your career, you don't want to waste time. Another thing, just talking about the New Year's resolution, just I want to change a lot of things about myself, you know what I'm saying? Not everything, just I want to find a church this year, you know, I want to kind of find a church. I've got a better relationship with God. He's been blessing me with a lot of things this year. I've been so extremely blessed and grateful. He's been blessing Larry with a lot of things. He's been blessing a lot of people that are friends outside and our families with a lot of things. But I want to change some more things. I want to get more involved in a church, and I want to get more involved with more friends and build more relationships when it comes to the business side of things. I'm looking for more connections and resources. So that's something that I'm really focused on right now, and I really want to get that done. And my voice sounds hoarse a little bit. I've been under the weather, no COVID-19. I had a little cold this week. Got checked out of everything. There was no COVID-19. I'm fine, guys. If I'm sounding a little hoarse, but I felt confident enough to do the podcast today. And I'm just really excited to be here, man. Just I'm excited for you guys to hear my voice. And every day I see somebody and like, man, I just listened to your episode. I just listened to your episodes. I got a guy that's traveling right now to Atlanta, Georgia, and he sent me a text message saying, I'm listening to your podcast in the morning when I'm driving to Atlanta. So I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys a great deal, man. Keep listening to us and subscribing to the podcast and sharing it to everybody in the world. But this show right here, this is, like I said, it's episode 27. It's about, you know, it's about new beginnings, you know, new beginnings, New Year's resolutions. What are you doing? What are you doing that you can change? What are your goals? That's what I'm asking everybody. That's what I'm challenging everybody. What are your goals? What do you want to get done? What do you want to change? I know for me, it's a lot of things I want to change. I want to get more incomes. Like I said, I just want to join a church. I feel like I need to do that. I want to get more connections and resources more than I have. Build more relationships with friends and family. Like deeper, like in my family, not like my immediate family, but like some of my family members that I never really met, or they live in a different city and we just never cross paths, or just building on more friendships. Also, man, just again, just trying to get more connections and resources, trying to put myself in position to win. And now you guys know that I'm known for saying that, putting yourself in position to win. When I say put yourself in position to win, give yourself the best opportunity you can to make more money. Give yourself the best opportunity you can to live a good life, to live a certain lifestyle, to better your family's financial lifestyle, to better your financial lifestyle. You know, we all go to college. We all went to WKU. We all went to UK or Louisville or wherever college you went to. It's always good, you know? So I thought it'd be a good episode to jump on here today, man, and just just let you guys hear my voice and just let y'all know what's been going on behind the scenes. A lot of things have been going on. We're just really excited about this year, man. I think the future holds a lot. New Year's resolution, man, just focusing. Just by starting by January, just focusing, getting stuff done month by month, taking your time. And I feel like if I can accomplish like two or three things by the month of each of every month within a 12-month span, then I'm making a difference in my life and I'm making a difference in your life. And you guys should feel like that too. Make a difference. Now, if you're on your couch right now through this snow day and you're going to be listening to this podcast later on, there's got to be something that you really want to do. You want to better your income. You want to leave that job. Leave that job. Take them chances. Take risk. I cannot stress that enough. Please take risk. Come on, y'all. Take risk. Put yourself in better positions. Put yourself in better position. Change your kids' life. Change your parents' life. The best thing I ever did was leave my 9-to-5. I love working there. I worked there for almost 7 years. They supported me. They did everything they did. And I appreciate them for giving me a great opportunity. But I knew in the back of my mind that I was an entrepreneur. And I knew in the back of my mind this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. So, I'm just fortunate. I'm very fortunate. I'm very focused right now. I'm just blessed. Not only am I blessed, man, I'm just, if you have me on Snapchat, you follow me on Snapchat, you see the quotes I say. I'm extremely blessed and grateful. I'm just focused. I'm motivated. It's a lot that motivates me, man. I'm just trying to take this year. I'm just trying to accomplish so much bigger than any other year that I've ever accomplished. Like I said, I'm still looking for some locations to get a couple vending machines up in the Bowling Green area. Where I live at, Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm really excited about that. I'm in the process of that right now. Still looking around. I know I'll find some places. I just need some places for high traffic. If you guys know any of them, please reach out to me through Instagram or Facebook and let me know what you guys know. Give me some kind of leads. Also, challenge yourself this year with your New Year's resolutions. If you want to lose weight, then lose weight. If you want to get out there and get a new job, get a new job. If you want to try something different, do something different. If you want to learn how to cook, learn how to cook. There's so much out there that we all can learn. We can learn. We all can learn something daily. You know what I'm saying? This podcast is for motivational purposes only. This is to motivate you. This is everyday life, everyday situations. This podcast is for motivational purposes only. If you don't get motivated by my podcast, you should not be listening to it. This is what we do. This is what me and my partner, Larry Duncan, do. We're about life. We're about having a good time. We're about family. We're about friends. And quite frankly, we want to go to the top. Anything less, unacceptable. So I am going to call this episode 27, New Year's Resolution. I think that's going to be a good topic. If you're going to be listening to the show later on, do me a favor. Take a notebook out right now or pull your iPhone out. In the notes category, write down, jot down some things that you want to accomplish. And jot down like your do's and your don'ts. Jot down what you want to accomplish in life and your don'ts. Work on what you want to work on, man, because we all can get better. We all will get better. I'm so pumped, man. I'm so blessed. I'm so stress-free. I'm just, man, the Lord is good. Seriously, the Lord is good. Blessed, motivated, man. It's just so many words I can just describe right now. This was my biggest year when it came to money-wise, making more money. I made more money than I ever made in my life in 2020. 2021. Just motivated by a lot of things, motivated by you guys, motivated by what I see on you guys. A lot of you guys are coming up in school and starting out your own businesses, man. That's what New Year's resolution is about, changing your life, changing your patterns, bettering yourself, bettering your family, bettering your friends. That's what this is about, man. Also, I just want to say shout out to my boy Antonio Brown, AB. A lot of people were like, everybody seen what happened Sunday when he walked off the field. He's one of my favorite players. And I just want to say, give him some prayers. And everybody just be blessed to him, because he might be going through some mental issues right now. He's one of my favorite players. Antonio Brown, I've been following this guy for like almost 7, 8 to 10 years. He's a great football player. I know he's an amazing person, but he's sometimes just misunderstood. He's just misunderstood. And we all go through that. We all go through that when we're misunderstood. Somebody has misunderstood you as a person once in your life. Nobody can never say that they were a perfect person. He has his own demons, and I don't judge Antonio. Like I said, I've liked Antonio Brown. He's a great person. Obviously, I don't know him in person, but I know from what I see and what I hear about him and everything. Sometimes people try to make you look better than what you are, and that's happened with me a lot of times. They spread rumors, they make up stuff because they try to get you off your game, but it's not going to work. If you're a positive person like me or Antonio Brown or Larry, or if you know you're a positive person yourself, it's not going to work. You're not going to let nobody get in your ear by anything. Now, I know he has moved on from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we wish AB the best. One of the best receivers to play the game. So we wish him the best. And I'm sure he'll get picked up by another team. I believe he will. He's that super talented. But, man, just this episode was about you. You guys, this is about what are you going to do to change your life this year? What are you going to do that you're not going to look back at? Rather, it's that new relationship. You're going to keep on going to that boyfriend that's cheating on you? Guys and girls, y'all going to keep on going back to that relationship that don't mean you no good? Are you going to pass that class this time? Are you going to take it serious? Are you going to take your craft serious? This is about us bettering ourselves. That job you want, are you going to focus on it? That career that you want, are you going to focus on it? You say you want to graduate early. Are you going to do it? We all come with a lot of this. Listen, this life comes with challenges. Life's a game, y'all. Life's a game. A girl told me 2 years ago, she looked me in my face, Antonio. She said, Antonio, life's a game. Everybody's got to play it. And I sat there and I thought about it for a second. She's right. She's damn sure right. Life's a game. Everybody's got to play it. So if you're still living right now, you're in this game. You got to play it. It's going to be a lot of up and downs. It's going to be a lot of things that are not going to go your way, but you got to keep your head up. You got to stay positive. You got to stay motivated, man. And everything else is going to take care for itself. Everything else is going to take care for itself. Just stay truly motivated, man. Just stay being who you guys are. Be who you are. Be who you are. I am who I am. I don't care about what nobody think about me. I don't care. I do not. Because I know I'm a winner. I know that I've came far in my life, and I know I'm going to go far in my life. It's easy for somebody to say, oh, he ain't going to do this, he ain't going to do that. They don't know. They don't know what you have in your heart. They don't know what you have in your head. They don't know what you're thinking. So do not let these people bring you down. So it's a lot of people that's going to be listening to this podcast right now that's going to be needed to be motivated. I need you guys to be motivated. I need you guys to have this confidence. I need y'all to be motivated. Don't let nobody talk down on y'all's name. Don't let nobody disrespect you. Don't let nobody step in front of you. You show them toughness. You don't back down from nobody. But like I said, man, this episode was about challenge. This episode was about change. This episode was about moving forward. So challenge, change, moving forward. Challenge, change, moving forward. Challenge your life. Change things that you know that you need to change. There's a lot of things you know you need to change. It's some of y'all out there, y'all know y'all need to get out of that relationship. It's some of y'all know y'all shouldn't be going back to that person. It's some of y'all know y'all need to change careers. It's a lot of y'all out there right now know you need to get back in school. It's a lot of y'all, that $10 job, $10 an hour job ain't paying you enough. You know you got 2 kids. You know you should be working full time. It's a lot that we can change, man. I'm not faulting anybody. I just want to see everybody do better than what they're doing. I just jumped on here, man, because I felt like it. And not only did I feel like, I just felt like being motivated today. Motivated and motivating you guys. This is about New Year's resolution. This is about change. This is about challenge. This is about moving forward. Everybody got something that they want to do in life. Everybody has to change something. You figure out what you, like I said, take out your notebook or take out your notes, or you, if you're on your phone right now, jot down your do's and your don'ts. Write down everything that's good for you, everything that ain't bad, that's bad for you. Look at your pros and cons. Look at all your pros and your cons in your life and let it weigh out. And that's going to tell you what you need to do. We don't look backwards on this show. We move forward. This is about motivational. We want to motivate you guys. It's going to be a lot of tough luck on this show. It's just what it is. This is what it is. We want you guys to be happy. We want you guys to be blessed. We want you guys to keep moving forward. We want you guys to keep doing everything out that y'all doing. This is just a brief episode today. We're going to be having another show in the next week or so. And we'll be having a guest. I just scheduled like 4 other people that'll be joining the show this spring. And we're really excited about the podcast. You guys, please keep listening. Please stay focused. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep reaching those goals. Keep graduating college. Keep getting married. Keep doing all these great things. Taking these pictures. Keep smiling. I'm Antonio Mansell. You listen to Stay 100 Podcast. You guys have a great day.